After negotiating late into the night, SBC and AT&T emerged this morning to say they had a deal. SBC, a so-called baby bell, will acquire its former parent company for about $16 billion in stock and cash. The companies say they aren't sure what would become of the AT&T name, only that they are well aware of its value as a strong brand with a long heritage. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
With over 188,000 employees and combined revenues of $75 billion, the new company will be the dominant player in the telecommunications business. SBC's chairman and CEO Ed Whitaker, credited with engineering the AT&T acquisition, portrayed the deal in glowing terms.
It is an exclamation point on the evolution of communications in America. The company that emerges from this will break the mold of what it means to be a communications company.
That rosy assessment was echoed by AT&T chairman David Dorman, who will act as president of the new company. AT&T still has a valuable network, but revenues from its long-distance business have been steadily eroding. Dorman said the agreement to be acquired ensures AT&T's survivability.
Through this deal, we now have the opportunity to accelerate our growth and transformation by combining our operational and financial advantages with those of SBC.
But there are those who question the logic of combining the two companies. Scott Cleland is CEO of Precursor, an independent telecommunications research firm. He says the backdrop here is SBC's growth is slowing while AT&T is seeing its revenues decline by double digits every year. He says for that reason, the deal doesn't make much sense.
What's ironic here is, you know, SBC is going to grow next year roughly $2 to $3 billion, and AT&T is projected to decline $4 to $5 billion. And so I think SBC is, you know, tying its mast to the fastest sinking ship in the telecom industry.
However, other analysts like the combination. They cite the fact it gives San Antonio-based SBC access to AT&T's 3 million business customers. Some fees SBC charges AT&T for access to its network would be eliminated. And by combining sales forces and headquarters staff along with other savings, company officials say the deal should pay for itself fairly quickly. But Cleland says what's being put to the test here is SBC's strategy of growth through acquisitions.
If scale continued to matter, it would be real important. But in the Internet, where anybody can connect to the network and doesn't need to own facilities, it's a real question mark whether you need to have a global network and global reach. You know, that's the big bet that SBC is making here, and my guess is this is going to end badly for SBC.
Most analysts don't expect the deal to run into major regulatory hurdles in Washington. Officials confirmed there will be job losses, but did not say how many. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.